Hello and welcome to the Millennial Girl Boss podcast. My name's Chantel and I'm a Millennial Girl Boss, and I turn my dream of running my own location independent business into a reality. I quit my job to make money online, and I'm here to teach millennials how to do the same. On this podcast, I talk about everything to do with mindset, productivity, and online business. So you're in the right place if you're looking for those things.
Positioning in your prospect, you have to be consistent. That's like the number one thing to make your brand known and be recognizable.
Get my free No BS guide to leaving your day job. Link in the description. So, hello. Introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about what you do.
Okay, so I am a brand strategist and designer, and I majorly work with women entrepreneurs or business owners that are just starting their businesses or brands, and I help build powerful brands and help them stand out in their markets.
Yeah. Okay. So since you're doing branding, what is your best branding tip for a solo entrepreneur or a coach or a freelancer?
Yes. So whenever people ask me, like, what do you think I can do to up-level my brand right now? The first thing I usually tell them is to be sure who you're talking to. To be sure who your brand is actually talking to. And the problem what I see right now is that a lot of people start their businesses and they usually do not define their ideal clients. And I feel like I hear people talk about this so much. You need to know who exactly your brand is talking to be able to talk to them how they would want to be talked to. Because if you're just talking to everybody, you most time end up talking to nobody. That's one. And two is to be consistent, because no brand starts just within 6 months and then, no, it doesn't work like that. When you're trying to brand and have a very strong brand, you have to be really consistent with your branding. Yeah,
I think that's so true. I think some people are really impatient with the branding and expect it to be right away and everyone to know about their brand.
Mm-hmm. So that's one thing.
So how could someone launch a new product or service that fits in line with their branding?
So if someone has an existing brand already, they probably already passed the point of trying to know who they're talking to, trying to develop their brand voice and tone and all that. So the main thing will be, if you're starting a new business and you want the new business to be in line with the brand you already have, you would want to have make sure that you talk to the existing audience you have in the same tone you've been talking to them, but in put your business. Okay, I'm trying to think of an example to describe that. Imagine I have a personal brand already, and I want to start a new side business or a service-based business, and I want to merge my service-based business with my personal branding. I already have an ideal client or an audience that's following me. I would want to talk to my audience about my new services in the way that they would like to be talked to. Like I said earlier, the key in branding is to know who you're talking to and to talk to them in the right way, in the right voice and tone. So if I have a new business and I want to introduce my new business or new brand to my existing audience and my existing clients, I would need to position myself to appeal to them.
Yeah, I think that's true. Mm-hmm. You need to keep in line with whatever's going on.
Yes.
So whatever your branding is, you need to follow it through to new products as well. So say if you're introducing something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep everything on brand.
So how can a solopreneur get the most out of their branding in regards to like their mission, their vision, and their values?
Yes. So first of all, I want to define exactly what this thing means, like mission, vision, and values, because it seems like people kind of misinterpret them. Mission mm-hmm. is more like what's your brand, the short-term plans or goals that you want to do. Vision is like your 5-year, 10-year goals that your brand wants to achieve. And the values are like what you believe in, what you stand for. So then again, trying to put this into your branding, it's still the same thing. Your vision. Okay, so your audience would be attracted to you most times based on what you believe in, and those are your values. So a brand's values are very important. Like having a brand that believes in helping the planet, having like green products and green stuff to make sure the planet is safe and existing for a while. You want to put these things into your values so that your audience would know that, or people that are attracted to green products and green services will know that this is a brand I want to follow. This is a brand I'm interested in. So when you have these things in your value, you put them in your mission. Say you're starting a new product-based green business, you can say our mission is to help the world be a cleaner place, keep the planet, stuff like that. So like that's the way that most brands nowadays incorporate their values and missions to strengthen their brand. And this really helps with storytelling in branding, because when you're able to take your audience or your customers or clients on a story that they can relate to, that would strengthen your brand, strengthen your vision, your mission, your brand's mission and values.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think I liked how you differentiate between mission and values, because a lot of people don't understand the difference between the two different things. So when you think of brand values, how would you... give an example of how a brand value and a brand mission would be different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I usually like to liken a brand with a person, like a human, because when you're branding, you have to think of your brand as a human being. So I, as a person, I have values that I stand to be. I'm hardworking. I'm a go-getter. Let's say those are my two values. Or I stand against, I don't want to get a little bit controversial, but I stand against rape, or say no to rape, or all this kind of movement. Those are my personal values. My mission is to make sure that we reduce the number of rape cases in the city or in the state or in the world, something like that. So my values are different from visions. Do you see the difference now? I stand against people that are lazy. My value is hardworking. I like to be hardworking, like go get things done. And I am on a mission to make sure that girls my age don't laze around. Girls my age are trying to get their businesses up and running, trying to build powerful brands. So that's my mission. That's what differentiates value and mission.
Yeah. So values are what you believe, and mission is what you're going to do about it. Yeah.
With your values. Yeah.
It's the action. Okay. That's great to clear that up for the audience. So what are the fundamental components needed for a successful brand?
For a successful brand, storytelling, storytelling, a powerful brand voice and tone, and a powerful design that explains the brand. Okay, it's hard to say these things. I'm sorry, because this is like my first podcast.
I'll do editing as well, so don't worry about anything that you mess up.
Okay, so it's like the three major things that I touch when I'm being designed. The first thing is usually your story. The second thing is how to make sure that your prospective clients or audience connect with the story. And then designing a powerful visual identity that enhances the story that you're trying to build. So those are like the three major things, because I see so many people right now, they just want, oh, I just want a logo and a brand design and colors and all that. But the thing is that once you have, when you have brand strategy before this thing, once you know who you're talking to, you know how they like to talk to you, you know their aesthetics, their visuals, it's easy to design a brand or a visual identity that would attract them. That's what people, I see a lot of small business owners right now don't know. They just want, oh, these colors look pretty to me, but do they look pretty to your ideal clients?
So it's really knowing the audience.
Yes. But this fonts look really pretty. I like how they look on my business card. But will my ideal clients relate? Would they be attracted to these? So I think those are the three major things. Storytelling, helping new clients or audience connect to your story, bringing your story into your brand in a way that will help them move forward in their goals. Because everybody reaches out to professionals because they have a goal. They have something they want to achieve. People reach out to me, my business, because they want to build a powerful brand. But a story of my brand is that I came from a background that, I'm Nigerian, by the way, and I came from a background that having just girls or a man having girls, you seem like you're weak because you don't have any man that's going to take over your legacy and all that kind of old traditional thinking.
Yeah.
When I was growing up. And because my dad, my friends had three girls. So we were used to hear that, you're just three girls. Aren't you going to have a son? Aren't you going to have a son? That kind of stuff. And I was the first girl. So I kind of grew up thinking that, oh, yes, the fact that I'm a girl doesn't mean I can't leave a legacy for my parents and all that. So I kind of bring that into my brand. I want to make women feel powerful in their businesses, that they can achieve anything. So with that, I design my brand to seem powerful. So it will attract the people that want to feel powerful in their businesses. So that's how everything comes into it's kind of, it's all connected, brand design and all that. It's all connected. And that's why I think most new business owners make the mistake. They just jump into logo design and jump into colors. And
without connecting the dots first.
Yes.
I think it's really good that you have your mission and then you've connected that with branding as well. So you want to empower women and you've created a strong branding for that as well.
Yeah. It has to be very intentional to create a strong brand. It's not just the design part. It's about the strategy. Yeah.
A lot of people don't really realize the strategy that goes behind creating a brand. So it's quite difficult for them to separate. They just think, okay, branding is the font, the logo, etc. But it's everything, how you portray yourself, even your messaging is part of your branding. It needs to sort of be married together.
Exactly. And messaging, so really the first thing to do is, once you know who you're talking to, that's why it's very key. Developing your brand messaging is really easy once you know exactly who you're talking to. Messaging, tone and voice, it all gets easy when you know who you're talking to. Even the design part, once you know who your ideal clients are, the other parts are just like easy.
So how can a small business owner increase brand recognition?
So the only way is consistency, to be consistent. Regardless of the fact that your branding your design might not be on point, or your branding, everything might not be on point. But if someone is consistent, even if you have an ugly logo, but you're an ugly font or whatever, templates, Instagram templates and all that, But she keep putting this thing out every single day for like a year or 2 years. There is really no way that you won't be recognized with that. Really. Mm. Just be consistent. Because like brands don't take just 1 year to be. They don't take, some brands take 5 years to be able to have that mental position in your prospect. You have to be consistent. That's like the number one thing to make your brand known and be recognizable. Yeah. Consistency is really, really key.
Yeah, staying consistent and making sure that you're consistent with it throughout the years. Because some people want it instantly.
Yeah, new businesses now, it happens to everybody. You want to start a business and you want to start getting profits like soon. I want to start seeing the rewards of what I'm working on. But most times it really doesn't work like that. If you're trying to build a powerful brand that will stand the test of time, you have to be really consistent on just on whatever it is you're doing. You have to keep on that, because it's easy to like move to the new shiny object right now, because it seems like everybody is back the same way. Everybody is doing the same kind of things, and it's easy to just move. But being consistent, it really helps. It really helps to keep your brand strong.
Yeah, and look at some of the biggest brands, they've been going for 40, 50 years. It's not so built overnight.
No, it is not.
So what was the most important thing you've learned in your life? And what was it like learning from it? And what was your life like after you've learned it?
Okay, so the most important thing I've learned in my life is that I taught myself how to, because I'm not the most impulsive person. I really like to be calculated with my steps and what I do. Mm-hmm. But I have to teach myself that if I don't try, like I don't want to live with what if I try that? What if I did not? Like it's life is too short to have those kind of things, like what if I did it? What if, like, where would I be if I tried that? Like, what would have happened if I did not try that? So I tell myself that you have to try it. Just keep trying. You never know what will actually work. You never know what will actually like fall in place and be that thing. And what was my life before I tried or before I learned it? I was just always so scared to make decisions. And being with, I know everybody's parents are like, oh, everybody's parents want the best for them. But my parents will like, they'll be like, oh, are you sure you want to do that? I think you should really, really think about that. I'm not sure if it's everybody, but they usually don't want their kids to take big risks and just, so it's really hard, especially when I'm also under my parents. It's like, are you sure you want to do that? Don't you think you should? But now it's more easy. Like, I think about something, I am on it. Even if it fails, yes, I'm going to try something else. So that's how it has been. And since then, it's been fun because I have started so many businesses. I've been trying to find my passion. And so I finally found that I actually enjoy designing. And then when I started designing, I found that a lot of my clients just wanted to design because they just picked some logos because it looked pretty to them. So that's when I started moving to the part of the strategy, like brand strategy. And then when I moved to that, I saw that I actually enjoyed doing that too. And that's how I found out that I really, really like brand strategy and design. So if I hadn't tried different businesses, I really wouldn't be here right now.
That's so true. Yeah, mm-hmm. Everyone starts off lots of different businesses, and it's very rare that you start off with your first business and then you run with that. Yeah, you do another business and then you find out exactly what you like doing it that way.
Like, yes, exactly. Yeah. And even after starting a new business, it's easy to just start and be everywhere in the new business. But like the more you're at it, the more people you work with, then you start to see who I actually enjoy working with, and you start to like start to niche down, really. And it's been really fun. It's been really fun all the way.
That's good. So what was one thing that you'd wish you'd known when you began your career?
I wish I had known that it's really hard here in the streets, honestly. It's people, you know how you see everywhere, like, oh, I have made 20K months and I make 20K months in my freelance business and all that kind of thing. It's hard to get to those points, especially when you're just starting out and you really have nothing to show. So starting out was hard. It was hard. It was harder than I thought it would be. And yes, your work would speak for you, but to start getting known in the old freelance creative industry, it takes a while. And it's hard. It's just hard to get yourself out there. I think that was the point. That was the part that's the hardest. And I wish I knew it was the hardest from the beginning, to get yourself and your work out there.
Yeah, I think it's hardest in the beginning, making a name for yourself and finding clients. Yeah.
Yes.
That's the hardest thing.
Yeah. But the more time you spend, like the more time you spend at this, you will learn more, like more tricks and all that. Well, I don't want to use the word trick, but you learn more ways to find the signs and attract the people that you actually want to work with. Like I was talking about, like niching down for me has been the best thing I've done in my business, and I still look forward to actually niching down more in my business to kind of just find my spot.
Because if you try to appeal to everyone, it's difficult, because you know you can't really reach anyone if you're trying to go too broad with your niche.
And like I said, that's where a lot of new businesses fall into the trap of, oh yeah, if I appeal to everybody, I'm gonna make more money and more clients every month and all that. But it really doesn't work like that.
So I have two extra fun questions. Okay. So first one is, how do you spend your mornings? Is there any kind of special routine?
So when I wake up in the morning, I'm not going to lie, I really don't wake up and just go meditate. So I wake up to my phone. I work from home, So I typically wake up to my phone and go through my emails and Instagram and all that. And then I try to get up off the bed in 15, 20 minutes after waking up. Because it's so easy to just fall into, oh yeah, I'm just going to work from home today. But I try to wake up, get off the bed 15, 20 minutes after waking up. And then I journal, I pray and journal every morning and kind of pray and read my Bible and stuff. And I just go to my computer and work, basically. That's it.
Okay, so no like any special routine. You're just like, wake up and work straight away.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I always find other people's morning routines really interesting, because sometimes people have this really elaborate thing where they do their meditation, they're exercising, and then they're doing this and they're doing that.
I wish I could do all that. I mean, I know I should work towards like exercising and meditation, but I've just really not been able to go around that. So I just wake up, pray, and work.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. And the last question is, what are three fun facts about yourself?
Three fun facts about myself. I am very introverted in real life. I used to be very shy. Yes, I'm really not shy as much as I used to be.
You don't seem very shy.
I used to be very shy, but in real life, I am such an introvert. I would rather be at home and not do anything, just be by myself. Number two, I cannot ride a bike at all.
Oh my gosh, you're like me.
Yes, I cannot write it. I cannot. I really, I can't find the balance. Like, I just can't balance myself on a bike. Yeah, me too. And the third thing will be that I have a very bad anxiety. Very, very bad anxiety in real life. And I think that really helps when it comes to design, because, you know, when in the creative world, you can, everything is creative, so. But in real life, I have a very bad anxiety. So, yeah, those are like three fun facts about me.
Okay. Wow, those are all of the questions. Thank you for coming on my podcast. It's really nice having you. Where can my audience find you?
Yes, so you can find me on, they can find me on Instagram. My handle is The Pink Creative. And my website is thepinkcreative.com. I help women build their brands using strategy and design. And yeah, it was really, really nice talking to you too.
Yeah, it was really lovely talking to you. And all the links will be in the description if you're on YouTube, or in the notes if you're listening to the podcast. So thank you. And it was really nice meeting you. Bye-bye. Savannah.